Duran Duran, 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. Good morning, I'm Zach East. This is the Best Mix in the Morning show and your daily dish now for Friday. Nothing can stop Kim Kardashian from posting sexy photos. Not even a law degree, it appears. The mogul who's studying for the bar says she did give her risque pics a second thought. On Thursday night's Keeping Up with the Kardashians reunion, she told Andy Cohen, quote, "I thought about this, and then I thought, you can do it all. You can do whatever you want." Kim says it's actually empowering to lead this double life, saying, quote, "I remember going to the White House one time and I was like, I just posted a bikini pic. I hope they're not looking at my Instagram while I'm here. And then I thought, you know what? You've got to be you. But I will say that, I don't know, there's something so freeing about feeling like I'm 40 and I'm in the best shape of my life and I want to post a bikini studying if I want to." But she does think about her children before posting photos, saying, quote, "I don't want to embarrass my kids or make them feel a way if they're in high school and I'm the embarrassing mom that's posting selfies in bikinis. There will be limits," she says. Move over, Bennifer. There's a new celeb couple reunion hitting the tabloids. Angelina Jolie and her ex-husband Johnny Lee Miller are reportedly reconnecting more than two decades after their divorce, according to the U.S. Sun. Angelina recently introduced her sons Pax, 17, and Knox, who's 12, to Johnny during her family's recent trip to New York. A source says, on her first evening with Johnny, Angelina only took Knox along. Then they got on like a house on fire, which I believe means they got along. Knox is a sweet kid, and I imagine she decided he was the easiest one to begin introductions with. The insider claims the actress returned to her first husband's apartment with Pax a day after so he could get to know the guy she's always spoken so fondly about. The insider did not reveal whether the former couple's new relationship is romantic, but added that, quote, she wanted to spend some time reconnecting with Johnny during her New York trip. In a 2004 interview, Angelina said divorcing Johnny was probably the dumbest thing I've ever done. They were married from 1996 to 1999. And Elizabeth Olsen recently wed singer Robbie Arnett, and the two have kept it a secret from the public for months. According to Us Weekly, the two quietly tied the knot in 2020. The confirmation comes after the WandaVision star accidentally referred to Robbie as her husband during a conversation with Kaley Cuoco for Variety's Actors on Actors series. The couple was also recently spotted wearing matching gold bands on their ring fingers. Elizabeth and Robbie reportedly got engaged all the way back in 2019. And that is your Daily Dish for today on the Best Mix in the Morning show.